room and tears.
Okay. But are they the same thing?
I would say they are.
Is one word older than the other?
Yes, they used to say Rubentism a long time ago, but now it's the arthritis.
Okay. And a very severe sore throat that people don't get it now because they give shots for it, but you get blisters on the inside of your throat, and children would choke up in the night with it.
Diphtheria or whooping cough?
Okay. What's the difference between that and whooping cough, though?
Well, I don't know about that diphtheria, but I hear my father say he had it a long time ago, but I don't know how it is. But now the whooping cough, a child takes that whooping cough, and they'll whoop. If they take it before May, well, they can get rid of it when September comes around. I don't know what caused it, but it'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just have a spell of coughing and vomiting. They just have to cough and vomit. Now, they may have two or three a day, and sometimes they may have more. And they just can't control it. They just got to cough, and vomit. I had one. The doctor said she had whooping cough. I said it first because when we had it, we all had it, though. But if this child had whooping cough, and I said she did, and the doctor said she did, she coughed and whooped and coughed and whooped. And when she get coughing, her kidneys would just act. She couldn't control it with that whooping cough. And that's the way it do. But any of the other children didn't take it, and he gave her medicine for it. But I always said it was whooping cough, and the doctor said when she went to him, he said it was whooping cough. And so I sure believe it was whooping cough, but didn't any of the other children ever take it.
How long ago did she have it?
She took, I don't remember what month she took that, but it must have been around January or February. Well, it was later than that. It had passed September, no. And well, I told her, I said, now May come and you'll get rid of it. Well, it just gradually went away that way. But I don't remember what month it was that she took it in.
People have it for 2 or 3 months, then?
Yes.
Ooh.
3 or 4 or 5, something. I know when we had all 5 of us had it at once. Ooh. You talking about signal? And a whooping and a coughing and going on and telling it's good.
Do usually just children get it?
Yes, but the mother have that old nursing cold. It's called a nursing cold that the mother gets. She get the whooping too, but it won't be whooping cough. Just be a cold from the whooping cough, they say.
Mm-hmm. Did children ever used to ever die from it?
I haven't ever heard of a case. And, but they might have now.
You ever heard of shingles?
Yes.
What's that?
They say that's something that starts maybe on your arm or around your waist or leg.
Mm-hmm.
And if it meets around there, they say you'll die. Now, I haven't ever seen it, but I know a lady that they said had it in our community. And so she didn't die, so it must not meet around. And they say if it meets, it'll sure the key. Now, I don't know how it acts or nothing.
Do you know how you get it?
No, I don't.
What about a disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Hepatitis.
Okay. And when your eyeballs start turning yellow, you know.
That's hepatitis.
Yeah. Is there any other name for that?
No, I haven't ever heard of it, no.
You ever heard yellow?
Yellowginous.
Yeah, what's that?
I really don't know what that is, but I've heard that yellowginous. But I think it and the hepatitis is about the same. Just a new name, hepatitis, I think.
And say when you have a pain down here, and you have to have an operation, you say that you've had.
Hysterectomy.
Yeah, but no, I mean just.